USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night. Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg,
the problem isn't the polls, the problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
A huge fire at a Northern California refinery facility is under control after an explosion tore through fuel storage tanks there late yesterday north of Oakland. New information about the death of a Texas woman in her home over the weekend when a Fort Worth police officer shot and killed her. The woman's nephew says she pointed a gun at the window just before now former officer Aaron Dean fired that shot that killed the 28-year-old woman. Fort Worth Interim Police Chief Ed Krause says it makes sense that the woman would have a gun if she felt threatened or if someone was in the backyard. A lawyer for the family says it was a type of police response that was to blame for the woman's death.
Who sent the equivalent of a SWAT team to respond to a wellness call in a black community? Who put this family in this predicament? Former Officer Dean is certainly responsible and should be held accountable, but so should the system.
Former Officer Aaron Dean is facing a murder charge. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Police are investigating after two people were found dead at the Santa Barbara, California home of an actor. An elderly woman reportedly murdered Tuesday night at the home of actor Ron Eli, best known for playing Tarzan in the 60s TV show. Law enforcement officials say they got a call about a family disturbance, and Santa Barbara sheriff's deputy shot and killed a suspect involved with the woman's death. But investigators say Eli is safe. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and the president of GM Mark Royce are getting involved now in the contract talks with United Auto Workers Union officials, and that has striking GM workers hoping they'll soon have a new contract. Yesterday's bargaining session was the second time that Barra had been at the table in just the past week, and the strike is now in its fifth week, GM losing more than $1 billion so far. Local union presidents from across the nation have been called in to meet with UAW leaders tomorrow. And the Washington Nationals are going to the World Series after beating the St. Louis Cards 7-4 last night to complete a four-game sweep in that National League Championship Series. The Nats batting around in a seven-run first inning. Nationals utility man Howie Kendrick is the NLCS Most Valuable Player. Kendrick had five hits in the series, including four doubles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.